Whatever you need is in the word. And why do we have so much dust on our Bible? Huh? Better get that dust off the Bible and start reading. Okay, look what it says. It said, we show the glory, the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him. We are being changed. That means you may not have arrived yet, but you are changing. Say, I'm changing. Say, I'm changing. Say, I tell you, feel it. Say, I'm changing. I'm changing. Amen. Praise God. Look, you may have seen me drinking a beer yesterday, but baby, I'm changing. I ain't drinking today. I ain't smoking today. I ain't cussing today. I'm changing. Just come on, say, I'm changing. Don't look at nobody. Look at me. Amen. Woo, God. Praise God. Say, I'm changing for the glory. I ain't going to go home and hit him in the eye. I'm changing for the glory. All right, praise God. We want to change for the what? Glory. The glory of God to be on us. Look what it said. This change in us bring more and more glory. The change that God bring in us bring forth more and more glory. It don't stop at one stage of glory. It goes further and further and further. We can go deep as we want to in his glory. Woo. How much glory do you have? Are you satisfied with that glory that you have right now? We want to go deeper. We want to go higher. When people see it, look, I was reading. Well, I'm going to go over there. Let's go, and I'm going to show you something. Amen. Go to Exodus 24th chapter in verse 16. Genesis, the 24th chapter, in verse 16. Exodus. Oh, gosh, Exodus. Ooh, I'm excited. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm excited what God is doing in us. 24th chapter, and I also said verse 16, correct? Come on, I don't know why mine's going to do wrong. Yeah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. For some reason, mine's want to act up here. Oh, God. Can I have it in the, well, that's all right. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now look, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children, in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Can I read some more? Oh, that's right. Look, it was like fire. Let me tell you something. Moses went up into the mount, and he stayed there for a period of time. And when he came back down, he was so bright. And you know, when you've been in the glory, hallelujah, when you've been in the presence of God for a period of time, it's going to be a change in you. And people are going to see that change in you. They're going to say, my goodness, she's been somewhere. I know I am being. God wants us to be in the glory, y'all. Let me tell you something. It's power in the glory. When you're in the glory of God, I know at the Church House of Refuge, when the glory of God come in, you know, people can leave. Most people still sitting there. They can't go anywhere because of the glory, because of what God is doing in the midst. Amen. And when God glory come in, it's things that he want to do for us. It's things that he know that need to be done for us. And when he come in, he going to do it for us. If we let him, we won't be in a hurry. Sometimes we miss the glory because we're in a rush for no reason.
And God said, look, I'm trying to give you your answer. The glory is here, but you're trying to make time for something else. See, don't you know when the enemy knows when your answer is finna come? He knows when God is finna change what you've been asking him to change for a long time. And he'll make something seem like it's so important when it can wait 2 or 3 days later. But we got to understand when the glory of God is coming in. Amen. And be a part of that. Now let's go to Genesis now. The third chapter and number 8. And I think this is going to be talking about just pull up on the screen because I don't know what's going on. Genesis, the third chapter in verse 8. This is talking about Adam and Eve. Now look what happened when they had got out of the presence of the glory. It said, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God Almighty, amongst the trees of the garden. Why they hid themselves? Because they had done something they knew they didn't supposed to do. See, when we allow the enemy to make us do something that we know we don't need to do, then we be ashamed, like I said before. We don't have to do that. We have a choice to make. And when we allow the Holy Spirit, that's why he in us, to help us make that decision. And when we go with his decision, then guess what? You're going to come out on top. You won't have to be hiding yourself. But when we go against our own way of thinking and doing, then we'll start hiding ourselves from truth. We don't want to hear truth. And not that you're hiding yourself from that person, but you don't want to hear truth. Amen. And we know the word of God is what? Truth. Amen. So Psalms 26 and 8. Look what it says in Psalms 26 and 8. Psalms 26 and 8. I have it in the ERV reading. I did write that down. It said, Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory is. Lord, what? I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwells. Means your glory. Look, it don't only have to be in the church. It can be in your house. It can be in your house. Our home should be a place when people come, I don't care if they want to drink or smoke, they can't do it. Number one, you won't have to tell them. Call the glory, let them know they can't do that in your house. Certain things you should have to let people know that certain things don't go on in your house. Amen. Because the glory of God is there. Amen. Praise God. So we got to understand how important the glory of God is. Amen. Psalms 138 and 5. Amen.